just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 6, Episode 35, presented by Hooters. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area like me, you know there are 12 original Hooters brand locations to serve you, including their newest location in Odessa. For easy online ordering, simply go to originalhooters.com. Thanks also to Bill Curry Ford. Sean Sullivan is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. I'll even be dropping by there a little bit later today for some servicing on my Ford vehicle. Sean writes the checks, $1,000 to the winners of my podcast leagues. He did it last year, and he will do it this year for multiple leagues, both the NFL, in which he plays, and the AFL, our new league, 12-team league NFL, 10-team league AFL, and the winners of the NFL and AFL will actually play one extra game offline in week 17 for an additional prize. But thanks to Sean Sullivan and the wonderful people at Bill Curry Ford, huge supporter of our friend Ira Kaufman, who also plays in one of my podcast leagues in the National Fantasy League, the NFL. And Ira, of course, the sage of Tampa Bay sports, as a member of JoeBucksFan.com. All right, let's recap week 5. I just got back from Dallas after spending the weekend at Jerry World for the Cowboys' fourth consecutive victory. And Daniel Jones went down. Saquon Barkley rolled an ankle. No significant injuries that I can take out of it from the Cowboys' standpoint. But let me just get to a recap of some things that happened in week 5. And also, we'll talk about this later in the week. Bye weeks hit this week, and they're going to continue through week 14. So you'll have bye weeks in perpetuity. Well, I guess I can't say in perpetuity until week 14. Maybe they skip somewhere and there isn't a bye week. Either way, I know New Orleans is off this week. I know Atlanta is off this week. Who else is off this week that affects me? San Francisco. So probably someone else in the NFC West is off this week as well. I believe four teams are off this week. I could be wrong on that, but I know Atlanta is off. So no Cordarrelle Patterson for those of you like me who have picked him up and love him. He didn't even score in the London game. Still got you double-digit points. Also even threw a pass, even though he got injured and then came back after throwing the pass. But New Orleans, no Kamara for you this week. San Francisco, that's tricky. Well, we're going to talk about Debo, so no Debo. He's been coming through for you at the wide receiver position, independent of the switching at quarterbacks that the Niners have going on. All right, let's do week 5 recap first. Top 10 at all three key positions in my leagues, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, flex, and then running back. Justin Herbert, number one, 40.2 points for Herbert. Leading the way in my 21st century standard scoring settings for week 5 quarterbacks, followed closely by Lamar Jackson in a game I couldn't even see, and Lamar is my quarterback in both my leagues. Lamar rallies the Ravens past the Colts. We're going to talk about a couple of Ravens pass catchers who obviously benefited from that. Jackson was QB2 for week 5. Then Tom Brady, after 2 weeks of a total of one touchdown pass and garbage time, Brady QB3 with 35 points. Josh Allen with a big performance in the Sunday night game, QB4. I told you, for you Josh Allen investors and owners, he would barometer back up, and you're starting to see that now. I know you were disappointed by the first couple of weeks, but that investment looks like it's going to pay off for you. I wish I owned Josh Allen. I'm obviously thrilled with Lamar Jackson. Can only get one of them, play one of them. Josh Allen, QB4 last week, 34.4. Significant drop-off All right, significant drop off from those four down to QB5, Jameis Winston, buoyed by two big passes, including a Hail Mary at the end of the first half to Callaway. Winston, QB5 at 23.9. Then Davis Mills of the Texans. No, I don't think it means anything. But he was QB6 at 22.6. Jalen Hurts, QB7, 21.6 in an Eagles win against the Panthers. Baker Mayfield pops up. Browns put up 42 points in a loss. Mayfield, 21 fantasy points for QB8. Trevor Lawrence in a loss. QB9 at 19.9, and right there with him, Carson Wentz, 19.9, as the Colts failed to hold the lead in the Monday night game. Wide receiver, tight end, flex for week five. Two of the beneficiaries of the Ravens' big comeback in the top four. Mark Andrews, we actually have a tight end for the first time this year, lead a week at the wide receiver, tight end, flex. And for those of you in outdated mandatory tight end leagues who've been waiting for Andrews to produce, you got it. 30.7, he was wide receiver tight end one in my scoring settings for week five. Mike Williams, I thought last week was a sign of where this was headed. I was wrong. I have no investment in Mike Williams. I know in one of my podcast leagues, Scott from Payway, who fed all of us at our big draft night at Bill Curry Ford, does have an investment in Mike Williams, and it's a good one. He was wide receiver slash tight end two last week in my scoring settings. Then Davante Adams, who I acquired last week in my foundation league in a four-player deal that involved also DeAndre Hopkins, T.J. Hockenson, and Michael Pittman Jr., Adams produces. I now own him in both my leagues at 26.6. Hollywood Brown, there's the second Raven that we talked about, the beneficiary of what Lamar Jackson did in the Ravens' comeback. Hollywood Brown just producing explosive plays for the Ravens. And remember, he dropped two or three touchdowns in the Lions game, 24.5, including the game-winning score in overtime for the Ravens on Monday night. Antonio Brown. You know, it's interesting. I kind of lost track of where I was in the draft process of the podcast league because I had interest in owning Antonio Brown this year. Really the one Buccaneer that I wanted to own. And the minute his name was called, I was like, well, that's on me, that I had sort of lost track. Now, granted, I had already loaded up at wide receiver early in the podcast league draft, but I really wanted to own Antonio Brown. So then I was aware 2 days later in the foundation league about where I needed to take Antonio Brown, especially with a regional bias living in Tampa Bay. And I grabbed him. I own him in the foundation. And other than COVID, I don't take him out of the lineup. Antonio Brown, a couple more touchdowns, 24.4, wide receiver slash tight end five in my scoring settings for week five, followed closely by Mike Evans. Many of you have been waiting for Mike Evans to get his share of what Brady was doing, especially the first couple weeks when he didn't benefit that much. Mike Evans in my rankings at that position, number six for week five. Then Ja'Marr Chase. Telling you, Burrow's not popping up on the board, but Chase is because he's kind of a Marquise Brown. Big plays, scoring plays. Chase, wide receiver slash tight end, seven. Then DK Metcalf at eight, him barometering up while Lockett goes down, continues as we predicted. David Njoku, go Canes. So two tight ends in the top nine. And there were some others that did all right. Knox has been producing for Buffalo, speaking of big plays, but two tight ends in the top nine. I'm not getting too excited about it. I don't think it's a trend, but I do point it out. Njoku, wide receiver, tight end nine for week five. And then Callaway, on the strength of that Hail Mary, got into the top 10. Running backs from week five, for those of you who passed on Derrick Henry in your fantasy drafts, this is the latest reminder. You shouldn't have done that. 31 points, RB1 for week five. Followed by Jonathan Taylor, 28.9. Austin Eckler, RB3, Eckler's production continues. Kamara, RB4, even with a couple of big throws for Jameis. Jameis was QB5. Callaway was wide receiver slash tight end 10. Kamara still touches the ball a lot. He was RB4 at 24.2. Ezekiel Elliott, both running and receiving, 23.2. Even though he has lost some snaps to Tony Pollard, clearly the Cowboys have a plan here for the long run, and it's working. Elliott, RB5. You're not hurt fantasy-wise by Pollard being in the game. Nick Chubb, RB6. So even with Baker Mayfield and Njoku having a good game, plenty to go around to the running game. Chubb was RB6. Miles Gaskin, hello. Some of you dropped Miles Gaskin in the last couple weeks. I came so close to picking him up on waivers this week, just in case. I didn't do it. I should have done it. Or last week, Gaskin pops up with 21.9. Call it garbage time. Fantasy points are fantasy points. There's my man Kareem Hunt at RB8, by the way. In the Foundation League, which I am leading, we have an owner. Terrific golfer, terrific guy, who's winless through 5 weeks. And I woke up after a good night's sleep, after delayed Southwest flight home from Dallas, and I see an email that this owner had made me a trade offer in the Foundation League. And he wanted Kareem Hunt, and he offered me in return Odell Beckham Jr. and Aaron Rodgers. I'll just say here, I have no interest in Beckham and haven't for years. I've talked at length about the Browns have fantasy value at the running back position only. And as far as Beckham is concerned, the Browns scored 42 points this week and Beckham caught 2 balls. Yeah. And I own Lamar Jackson, so why would I need Aaron Rodgers? So yes, I just rejected the trade. I felt like writing some dialogue. He's a good friend. He doesn't listen to the podcast. He lets me play free golf. I just hit reject trade and said I'd bring it up on the podcast with you. James Robinson. All right. So as bad as things are in Jacksonville, I guess Urban Meyer has finally figured out, or there was an intervention, James Robinson is your best player. Because his numbers are trending up last few weeks. RB9 this past week, and there's Najee Harris. RB10 because of his high volume in Pittsburgh. Let's go to the season numbers and see what's changed from week 4 to week 5. Tom Brady is now overall 1 and QB1 at 122.5. Moving up from a tie for overall 3rd to solo 2nd is Derrick Henry. 120.5. Then we go, let's see. This is how good Derrick Henry is. Of the top overall, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Of the top 9 overall players, Stafford and Eckler are tied. 1, 2, 3. Of the top 8 overall players, 7 are quarterbacks. And Derrick Henry. So Brady, QB1, 122.5. Mahomes falls from 1 to 2, 119. Lamar Jackson jumps up, 118.7. Josh Allen is now 4. So I would imagine, especially here in Tampa, those 4 quarterbacks may have been the first 4 off the board, or I know Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, not to make a country music reference, went 1, 2, 3 in many leagues like mine. But that has played out. So if you drafted, as I suggested earlier this year, make an early investment in a quarterback, it's paying off. Big numbers from Brady, Mahomes, Jackson, and Allen. QB5 is Herbert, so far disproving my theory that he's not a fantasy quarterback. I love him. I wish I owned him just from a football standpoint. I didn't think he'd put up fantasy numbers, but he certainly is. He's QB5. Jalen Hurts falls from QB3 and a tie with Derrick Henry to QB6 for the season. Kyler Murray, QB7. Matt Stafford, QB8. Dak Prescott, QB9. Sam Darnold falls to QB10 after 2 weeks of two rushing touchdowns. Not the case against the Eagles. Top wide receivers for the season. Mike Williams is number one. So can't argue with that through 5 weeks, even after a bad week 4. Bounces back. Big week 2, big week 5. He's number one for the year now, Mike Williams, in my wide receiver / tight end flex position settings. Cooper Kupp is 2, Debo Samuel 3 on a bye week this week. Tyreek Hill 4, Jamar Chase 5. Hollywood Brown up to a tie for 5th with Jamar Chase. Then Devontae Adams 7, DK Metcalf 8, Justin Jefferson just quietly getting it done. Wide receiver 9, off week for DJ Moore. We'll give him a pass. He's been so good. Just a bad game for Carolina and a good game for Philly. DJ Moore, wide receiver 10 on the season. And running back for the season in my 21st century standard scoring settings, Henry by far, RB1, 120.5. Then Eckler, RB2. Ezekiel Elliott, 3. Chubb, 4. Cordarrelle Patterson, 5. Kareem Hunt, 6. Kamara, 7. Tied with Aaron Jones. Robinson up to 9. Note that, especially based on what's been going on the last few weeks. And Jonathan Taylor cracks the top 10. Also, John, who listens to the podcast and plays in the AFL Podcast League, did not start Kareem Hunt this week in favor of Saquon Barkley, and independent of Barkley rolling his ankle. I yelled at John via email and just said, Kareem Hunt should be in your lineup every week. And he agreed. And we talked about that via email. Thanks for listening to the podcast, John. Also, Al emailed me last week about a Bucks bulletin. I guess I'll talk about that in the Bucks bulletin. But Al, thank you for the email as well. I only answer emails from podcast listeners. A nice gentleman on Twitter was asking me questions, respecting my fantasy knowledge. I'm sure he listens to me on VEASAN with Gil Alexander. I wrote him back and I said, listen to the fantasy podcast. You're going to get a lot of info there, and you're also going to get an email that allows me to cover anything else you need, because the email is now exclusively for you podcast listeners. I will make time to respond to your emails because you make time to listen to the podcast. Todd Wright, fantasyfootball@gmail.com. Todd Wright, fantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.